Two scriptures this morning as we come to the end of our study of the Lord's Prayer. First of all, I invite your attention to verses 12 and 13 of chapter 6 of Matthew, wherein Jesus, teaching his disciples to pray, teaches them to pray, "Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." And then the prayer of Jesus, which you'll find in the 17th chapter of John, sometimes called Jesus' high priestly prayers, beginning with verse 13. Jesus prays to his Father, "I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, and they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. And for them I sanctify myself, that they too may be sanctified." And this also is the word of God. Now, before you slam your Bible shut, I want you to look at those two passages and see clearly that the context of our discipleship is not neutral. Jesus is saying in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom be coming" at the beginning, but then, "Do not lead us into the testing, the temptation, but snatch us from the evil one." And in his own prayer, "They are in the world, and the world hates them. They are not of the world, but I am sending them into the world. Keep them by your truth." You have the context? It is not neutral and safe and squeaky clean. Now then, if you want to, you may shut your Bibles, or you may keep them open. Every time we gather here on the Lord's Day, we need to have in our minds that it is the Lord's intention for His church that it be turned inside out. We are called together here for a time of cleansing and equipping and confessing and adoration, of nurturing, but then the Lord turns us out into the world. He sends us into the world with a prayer. "Do not lead us into testings and deliver us from the evil one," knowing full well that the moment we are turned out into that world, it is always as those who have another allegiance. We are, as someone has said, resident aliens with a redemptive, even subversive role in the society that we live in. By the way, one of the things that has marked our particular part of God's larger family, one thing that has marked us as Presbyterian or Reformed Christians, is that we see our calling as that to be the transformers of this world, to bring change, to be light in the midst of it. I want you to see that Jesus teaches us to pray. For those of you with a pool room background, that we won't be snookered, that we won't be seduced or co-opted by a way of life that is alien to God, that is self-indulgent, that is autonomous, that is ungodly, that is somehow destructive. And that's always the temptation, to simply be conformed to the darkness around us. So easy. Then secondly, please look carefully at the prayer here in the Lord's Prayer that has to do with relationships. Notice what it says. "Forgive us our debts, sins, trespasses, as we have forgiven others." That's sort of two sides of the coin, isn't it? Some of you who are classic Protestants may say, well, that doesn't sound like justification by faith. because it puts a condition. And by the way, the only PS on that Lord's Prayer says, for if you do not forgive your neighbors their debts, sins, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you. This says that as we move into the world, as God's forgiven people by the grace of God in Jesus Christ, we are to be God's forgiving people. Now, inside out prayer number one, then. When you leave this place here, where you and I celebrate God's love and forgiveness, and go by His decree out into that Monday morning world, here is a prayer that we be free to love other imperfect folk in grace and forgiveness, just as you and I have been loved and forgiven by the grace of God. You got that? We are debtors to everybody we meet because we did not come by God's forgiveness by anything that we had done. Our first confession, by the way, in joining the Christian church is what? We're sinners. Every one of us, in all kinds of bizarre and grotesque and subtle and sophisticated ways, we are all somehow those who have sinned and fallen short of God's good purpose for us. So as the recipients of His grace, when we go out into the Monday morning world, we need to be free to look at all those other weird people out there and say, hey, they also are deserving of God's love and grace and forgiveness and mercy, not because of who they are, but because God loves them. All right? Amen? All right. Just want to be sure you're with me. We could become very snobbish, couldn't we? Well, God's forgiven us, you poor wretches. Tough about you. No, that's not the way that this comes across. In the Monday morning world, we are to be free to love. Now, this is no minor point in our calling to be a blessing. We are called, as we have said in this congregation, blessed to be a blessing. No minor point that we move into a whole world where there's brokenness and inadequacy and failure and guilt and anxiety over whether God or anybody else really accepts me as I am. It is fascinating to me that in this passage you read in Luke a few moments ago for our gospel reading, Jesus sends His disciples out saying that all of the Old Testament scriptures mandate that the gospel of forgiveness be preached in every nation. The gospel of forgiveness. Here in the Soviet Union. And the prayer ends as the church soon concluded it, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Not Rome. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so the end of the kingdom prayer. And unto Him who was able to keep us from seduction and to deliver us without blemish into His presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. And all God's people said, Amen.